This is Maryland Morning on 88.1. I'm Sheila Cast. John McIntyre fusses over writers writing as night content manager for the Baltimore Sun. He also writes the blog You Don't Say and occasionally visits us here to discuss how language is used and should be used. Welcome back to the show, John.
Always a pleasure.
Your language space at You Don't Say is not insulated from emotional issues in the news, including the crowds of young Central Americans crossing the U.S. border without papers. A couple weeks ago, you fielded this query, quote, "Your thoughts on the use of immigrant children versus refugee children in Sun articles would be appreciated by this inhabitant of the peanut gallery," close quote. So fill us in on how you responded.
That word immigrant just carries a tremendous amount of emotional baggage. The people who are upset about the number of people in the country illegally, for them, that's a red flag word.
Immigrant is a
immigrant.
Red flag word.
People in the country illegally is the formulation that the Associated Press style book would prefer that we use, because illegal immigrant is one of those words that just touches people off, no matter what the context is, or for that matter, the factual content. But these people are immigrants. It is the word, the single word to describe them. And it's inevitable that we will use it. Refugee is a more problematic word, because refugee is at once a common word, someone fleeing a country or a region from some sense of danger, but it's also a legal term. And in immigration law, a refugee is someone whose status is declared as such. And so we can't really refer to these children from Central America as refugees in the paper unless, you know, they have a hearing and they're granted refugee status.
And that is part of what the argument is about.
Some whether don't they, think they should qualify
stay,
for.
And should they stay in the country long enough to have that hearing? So, but your response then, you had to follow up with a post that you headlined, "It turns out I was wrong."
I said that it was improper to call these children criminals because immigration law is civil law, not criminal law. And it turns out I was wrong. There is a distinction. When people overstay their visas, for example, that becomes a matter of civil law, and it's handled through the Immigration and Naturalization Agency. Crossing the border without permission, crossing the border illegally, is in fact a criminal act in the U.S. Code. And so I had to publish a correction and an apology.
And you did.
And I did. That's what we do.
That's John McIntyre, who describes himself as a mild-mannered editor for a great metropolitan newspaper, specifically the Baltimore Sun. We're talking, as we do periodically here on Maryland Morning 88.1, about how Americans use language. And right around the 4th of July, you posted "Let's Be Serious About Language," in which you attacked what you call the peaver vereen, that is, quote, "the complainers about the supposed degradation of English, upholders of bogus schoolroom grammar, and defenders of embattled cultural standards," end quote. You got quite personal. You called the peavers posers, whose snobbery and shallow understanding of the language are readily exposed, close quote. What brought all that on?
Oh, one gets fed up periodically with these people who, the thing about much of the language peeving that you encounter, especially on the internet, is not about really accuracy or precision in the use of the language. It's about language snobbery. I'm one up on you because I know this and you don't, and it turns out that what I know is not really a rule of English grammar or usage at all. It's a superstition.
But does it strike you that you are just as moralistic and intolerant in denouncing those you call peevers as the peevers are in denouncing what they think is a misuse of the language?
Yes, but I'm right.
As they would say, too.
Yeah, but they're wrong. See, I can explain, and I can cite authority, and I can cite usage, I can cite lexicographers and linguists and all kinds of other prescriptivists like me who have exposed these bogus rules and superstitions. So it's not just me saying so out of my preference.
Okay, moving on. You have given us a preview of something our listeners will be able to read on your blog, You Don't Say, later this morning. It's called Totes Adorkable. Before you read it, tell us what inspired you to write it.
Well, one of the things that people complain about is slang. And, you know, they say they think it's sloppy, it's irritating, it's non-standard, and it is all of those things. I got an inquiry about that, and I posted on the blog, look, if there are examples of slang that you dislike, let me know about them, and we'll see if we can't blow them up.
And so you have written Totes Adorkable.
Totes Adorkable.
Take it away.
Many people find slang annoying, and that's as it should be. Thieves have argot, the language in which they conduct their business privately. Professionals have jargon, by which they identify qualified colleagues. Teenagers and hipsters have slang to separate those who are in the group from those who are not. So if slang annoys you, it's supposed to. It makes clear that you are an outsider, that you are not with it. But outsiders also have their weapons, and you and I, the hopelessly unhip, can wield slang itself as a counterattack. Attend. Yo, when you conversate with your baby daddies and baby mamas, you can drive hipsters so totes totes cray cray, it's amazeballs. Chillax, bros. You got the verbiage, and it's to die for. The beauty part is that you don't have to be accurate and you don't have to be up to date. In fact, it's probably better if you have the words but not the tune. Merely using these words sends a signal as unmistakable as being friended on Facebook by your grandmother. It's over! When we, the stodgy and unhip, use a slang term or expression, that shows that it has crossed over to the wrong people. Our using it hammers another nail in the coffin. So if you don't like it, use it. That'll kill it.
Have you actually tested this theory?
Just now. If the words in that little passage, in that paragraph, sort of vanish after today, then by God, we did it.
We'll see. Thanks for coming in to talk about it.
My pleasure.
Don McIntyre is the night content manager of the Baltimore Sun. He also writes the blog You Don't Say. We have a link to his blog post on our website, wypr.org/Maryland Morning. I'm Sheila Cast. Ahead, Nathan gets limber. Not what you think. Stay with us on 88.1.